Let's switch gears right now at 437 and welcome Mike Bristol from Bristol Brewing Company here in Colorado Springs, joining us right now on the Caradio Newsline. Mike, it's Dan Koschel. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. A big event tonight, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It is going to be a lot of fun tonight. From 6 to 8, the Benefits Beer Release Party is going to be happening, right?
Yeah. This is our opportunity to kind of do a new spin on our traditional community ales program. We've renamed it as Benefit Beers. We're doing all three of our beers, the Benefit Beers, at the same time, and we've packaged them in this beautiful 12-pack, 12-ounce bottles. So I will say that you don't have to be here tonight to be able to buy the 12-pack. It will be distributed throughout Southern Colorado in liquor stores, a few grocery stores, and some, I think even a big box store. But we'd still love to see you down here to taste them on tap and meet the nonprofits.
Well, let's get into it right now. And it's amazing how much money that Bristol Brewing has raised over the last 13 years, almost $1 million to benefit a trio of nonprofits. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think when we started this program back in, I think it was 2007, we just, we had no idea sort of where it would go. And it's pretty exciting to be able to kind of look back and think about that much money going into our community. I mean, these three nonprofits just do some really wonderful things. And you know, there's obviously a lot more in Southern Colorado that do wonderful things, but we can't do them all. So we focused on these three.
Yeah, no doubt. Now the pumpkin ale, this is going to be great. And this is going to benefit Vinatucci Farm. Tell me about the pumpkin ale, 'cause it's back after a while, right?
Yeah. We did. We weren't able to do it last year, just due to COVID and some logistical challenges. It's fun that one's back, and it's packaged with the other two beers, which will be sort of interesting. You know, each of these beers in the past have had their following for just that beer, but I think with this opportunity, it's going to open people's eyes to some different beers as well. You know, people that used to just go for the smoked rice porter now get a chance to try these other beers. But yeah, Vinatucci Farm has certainly struggled, as a lot of people know, with the water issues and some of those things. And it's kind of back on track. And the Pikes Peak Community Foundation is still committed to keeping it as a public, community asset. So we're excited to sort of support it into the next era.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, these other nonprofits as well. Let's talk about the Smokebush Foundation for Arts. That is that's a big one as well. It was launched in what, 2008?
Yeah. So that one, the Smokebush Foundation for the Arts, we do a smokebush porter. A smoked porter, which makes sense with the smokebush.
Yep.
And so that's just a really great classic robust porter with some really nice smoked malts in it. And the Smokebush Foundation for the Arts, a lot of people don't necessarily know that name, but most people do see the work. Probably the most famous would be the Uncle Wilbur Fountain downtown in Acacia Park. They're the ones behind that donated that to the city. And they've done a lot of other public art programs. And they do a lot more than just public art, but that's kind of what people know them for. Really a great group of people.
Yeah, no doubt. And then the Pinion Nut Brown Ale, that's going to be benefiting the friends at Cheyenne Canyon.
Yeah, and Cheyenne Canyon is near and dear to our heart. It's just up the road from the brewery. And us and our team and a lot of our customers spend a decent amount of time on those trails in Cheyenne Canyon. This one over the years has actually done a lot of the funds have gone to trail work. And then a lot of the funds actually went to rebuild the Cub, which is the visitor center, the historic visitor center up by Helen Hunt Falls. So that was kind of an exciting project a few years ago to be able to kind of bring that about. So yeah, another great cause and just near and dear to the hearts of most people in Southern Colorado. We're an outdoor culture, and that's just a beautiful asset that the city has.
Now tonight for the big old party from 6 to 8, again, this is going to be at the Ivy Wild School, 1604 South Cascade. All three of these beers will be on tap, right?
Yeah, all three will be on tap. They'll be available to either taste or order a pint or both. And you'll also be able to buy the 12-packs to take home as well.
Maybe enjoy the game tonight there at Bristol Brewing. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. and all three of those nonprofits will have folks here, and they're doing some fun games and trivia and giveaways and stuff. So it'll definitely be a really interesting party atmosphere, but all really based around this whole concept of community.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike, doing some great things. Thanks for taking some time out and telling us about it. We really appreciate your time very much.